You are about to do work most people will never do, because most people will never see far enough into the architecture of their own language to know that there is work to do at all. What you are auditing in Module 2 is not vocabulary in the educational sense. You already know more words than you use. The audit is not adding words to your vocabulary. It is removing the embargo on words you already have but cannot operate. This distinction is critical. When you cannot say something, you also cannot think clearly with it. Architecture that depends on the embargoed word stays unbuildable, not because you don't know the word, but because the word cannot move through your mind cleanly enough to organize the architecture around it. The embargo doesn't just block speech, it blocks design. The work of Module 2 is to find the words that have been embargoed in your specific configuration. Name where the embargo came from, and operate the words back into use. Each word declassified is a piece of architecture that becomes buildable. I want to walk you slowly into the refuse category, because refuse is where most people find the embargo most active and most consequential. The work in refuse opens the work in every other category. I want you to think about the words no, not anymore, and I will not do that. Simple words, common words, words you have heard countless times. Now ask, when was the last time you said one of those words to a specific person in a high-stakes situation, without softening it, without explanation, without guilt? Not a casual no. A load-bearing no. A no that would have changed the situation if the other person heard it as you meant it. For most people, the last load-bearing no was a long time ago. For some, there has never been one. The embargo on refuse runs that deep. Now ask, where did the embargo come from? Not in the abstract, specifically. Whose face do you see when you imagine saying the load-bearing no? Whose voice comes back at you with the consequence? What did you learn, before you had the words to learn it, about what saying no actually costs? Stay with that, because the embargo is not a habit. It's an installation. Someone installed it on you, before you had the ability to refuse the installation. That someone may not have intended harm. They may have been operating under their own embargoes, passing the configuration down. But the installation happened, and the result is that today you have a word, no, that is operationally absent from large parts of your life. The audit asks you to declassify the word. Step 1 names the word. Step 2 names the category. Step 3 names the prohibition. That source you just imagined. Step 4 names what becomes possible. Here is the question that turns surface declassification into deep declassification. Which other words in the refuse category are also embargoed in your specific configuration? Most people, when they audit no, discover that I disagree is also embargoed. And this isn't working. And I'm leaving. And I will not do this anymore. The cluster reveals the category. The cluster reveals the category. The category reveals the depth. If you can say no at work but not in love, the embargo is not on the word. It is on the relationship configuration. The audit names which configurations carry which embargoes. From there, the work moves from words to architecture. A simple rule. If writing the declassification feels easy, you are still on a surface word. If writing it is hard, but you can do it, you are at the layer the audit is for. If you cannot bring yourself to write the word at all, to even type it into the text area, that is a deep embargo and the most important entry you will make in these 7 days. Every word declassified is a piece of architecture you can now operate on. The system was built on the assumption that you would not have the language for what is happening to you. And without the language, you cannot organize, cannot ask for what would change it, cannot even think clearly about it. Restoring the language restores the operability. There is a level where every word you actually need is available to you. Where you can speak the things that need speaking, even when the room is hostile to them. Where you can ask for what you actually want, even when the system rewards quiet acceptance. Where you can refuse what extracts from you, even when refusal costs. That is the destination state. It is not that you become someone who says everything. It is that you become someone for whom the choice to say or not is yours, not a default, the embargo made for you. When this recording ends, take what you have just heard into your audit prompt. Whichever category you are working today, carry the cluster question with you. When you name an off-limits word, ask which others in the same category are also off-limits, but did not come to mind first. If the entry feels heavy, you are at depth. If it feels easy, the embargo is still operating. Save what you write. Reread it tomorrow. The next layer often becomes visible only on the second pass. That is what this companion is for.